Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence today. We invite you as our teacher and our guide, our advocate and our standby. We ask you to download from heaven those insights. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see. Father, anoint Elena's mouth. Let her speak as your oracle and not as men. We plead the blood of Jesus over this place. We draw blood, light, and the Spirit, and we declare that this session belongs to you. This day belongs to you. We belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' amen. Name. Amen. Thank you, God, that you're here. And thank you for guiding our thoughts, our words, direction. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you full access to what you want to do at this time, at this hour, in this very moment. So, may I tell you a story? So, there was this couple, Barbie and Pete. And so, they have been married a long time, good Christian couple. And so, Pete, he reads his Bible at night, and Barbie gets up in the morning and reads her Bible and makes coffee for her husband. So Pete always gets excited, smells the coffee, goes in the kitchen and get a cup, you know, and join Barbie in the Barbie prayer. So one morning he gets up, no coffee. And it's just like it was an expectation after so many years. So he goes, Barbie, you didn't make any coffee. She goes, well, it's in the Bible. The man makes coffee. It's in the Bible. He goes, in the Bible? Where? He brews.
I remembered it. I heard that before.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's adorable.
Here it comes. Okay. I remember the first part.
So thank you, Jesus, that you are our morning coffee.
Amen.
So, I love Holy Spirit because as I was done preaching last week, you know, and I didn't have a clear idea what to do with this fourth session, he gave me A, B, C, D. I love the simplicity. The gospel is so simple and so beautiful. And so, A, ascension. That's what we're going to cover today. B, be you. Be who you are in him. You know, and Lori is going to do that next week.
Ooh,
so, and you're going
really?
To be in for a treat. That, he
doesn't even know next week.
Okay, and so, and C, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
And D, do. And we, so after all of this, so a little review of the Nisan month. In addition to being the month of miracle, the first month of spring, and it's just new, fresh, new beginning. It also says that this month, the focus should be to start to let go of anything that holds you back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And a time to imagine a more spacious future.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about the ascension dimension by Isaac Petrie. Basically, this young man, he was in his home, and Holy Spirit highlighted an old Bible to him. An old Bible to him, and asked him, what is it that you see in that old Bible? And well, it, among different things, he said, there are some missing pages. So Holy Spirit spoke to him, and he said, that's the call of your entire life, to restore the missing page in the Bible. So the ascension dimension is basically about the four parts of Jesus' mission coming to earth. He came and he died, he was crucified, He was buried, he was resurrected, and he ascended to into heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the purpose of him sitting was ended the full cycle. He went right back, mission accomplished. So for his mission ended there, ours started then. Because, you know, he got a place for us to be seated with him. He sent Holy Spirit for us. He said, it's better if I go. I sent Holy Spirit. And our mission is to be seated in the heavenly places to unseat the enemy from illegal authority. So that's what it happens. So that's the full gospel. And we so much, you know, it seems like the peak of the death, burial is the resurrection. No, it's the ascension. So Mark 16:19 says, after saying these things, Jesus was lifted up into heaven and sat down at the place of honor at the right hand of God. That's Mark 16:19. And so in Ephesians 2:16, it talks about the two have become one. The Jews and non-Jews have become one. And through the crucifixion, the death of Jesus on the cross, hatred died. So something dies, something else is birthed, and it's love. Mm-hmm. And they recognize us from our love, you know, that's what we need to truly have the love of God, and to function there. Romans 6:4, sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were co-buried. We were co-buried with him so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. So, and we have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk. And the whole book of Ephesians, I don't know if you ever read the book by Watchman Nee. It talks about sit, walk, stand. Sit with him. Walk out your life from the resting position, walk it out, and stand against the enemy. The whole book of Ephesians is actually the manual for warfare. It starts out the first chapter, our inheritance, what we have in him. This is our inheritance. As I shared last Sunday, simply put in a nutshell, like in the first chapter of Ephesians, everything we have belongs to Jesus. So if we have ailments, we have sickness, it's his. It's his problem. Our part is just to believe him and receive it. In a simple, childlike way. We don't have to do religious calisthenics to know or just even memorize 100 scriptures. No, just standing by faith in simplicity, believing God's word and receiving it. Because it's impossible for God to lie. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. He doesn't know how. He absolutely does not know how to lie because that's not his character, you know, and so he's the truth. So that we can live the freshness of a new life. The freshness, that's the key word, prophetic word that was spoken. I wasn't there, but it's it connects with what God is doing. So, I remember some time ago, Brian Simmons, the author of the Passion Translations, talking about the condition and the position. And they need to match. When that match, miracles happen. Mm. I mean, all these things that we cannot do in the natural can be done in the supernatural. Because we are supernatural beings. Christ in us, the hope of glory, we are in the supernatural. So, I love what Isaac Petrie said. the condition is changed by the resurrection. Romans 8:11. And moving on, our position is changed by the ascension. So we have the condition and the position. So, and that's Ephesians 2:6. In Ephesians 2:6, and he raised us up together with him, made us sit down together, given us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So, what do we have in the ascension? According to Isaac Petrie, we have authority, the authority of Jesus. Basically, we have the authority of Jesus. And to displace, for the purpose of displacing the devil. We want to displace, say no, this land belongs to the Lord. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and all who dwell therein. That's it. When Jesus was seated, his mission was completed. Our mission started. And we are seated in heavenly places to unseat principalities. We are seated up far above. And in warfare, personally, I like to do warfare the air view, like from up high, when everything becomes very little. I don't like to magnify principality. I don't bind principality. I don't mess with them. I'm up from up there, and I want to hear what is the Spirit saying to the church. Speak it forth, like truth, light, drop truth bomb, light, shalom bombs, whatever. It can be very simple, but it's life-changing. And if we were to see in the Spirit the power of our word to create a better future for us and our families and our children, grandchildren, you know, we would really be very careful about the words of our mouth, the creative power that's in us, because we are made in the image of God. And he was creative. It's creative. And another thing that I don't have in here, but it's Holy Spirit is bringing up to my attention. He has shown to me like the Sabbath day of rest. Men were created on the sixth day. On the seventh day, it was started with first day of rest. It's critical for us to have rest because in there is creativity, that's the inventions and all those things. And we prepare for the week ahead. We prepare. We close the week with rest. We get ready for the next week. So to stay in that place of rest, and it was made, the rest was made for us. The Sabbath, you know, it was made for mankind. So we are one with them. Ephesians 1:11. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny that we would fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. So in Ephesians, basically, it says that in heaven we have our inheritance, the complete inheritance, but here we have the down payment. That's our inheritance. So I want to just transition over going deeper so that we can go higher, deeper, for the full restoration of who we truly are, so that we are who who we already, you know, we become who we already are, the fullness of who we are in Him, and the value that each person has. So the alignment prayer, you know, there is a sanctification, you know, making holy. And as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, you know, it says that order of the spirit, the soul, and the body. So, Dr. Dennis and Jennifer Clark, that's where I first heard about dropping down. So it was very interesting because Dr. Dennis Clark, he was at a conference as a pastor, and Jennifer was at the same conference. She was a counselor, a lot of education, where she graduated, the director of the program said, you're never going to get anywhere. But anyhow, she was in the same conference, and when she saw Dennis minister to somebody and she saw the instant transformation, she was like, so to make a long story short, they got together and they got married. She was a widow. She was widowed and they got married. And he taught her, you know, what she saw him doing with someone else, you know, coming out of a crisis. He taught her to drop down because she was living out of her head. So dropping down, you know, is a simple, exercise, you know. They teach like a bucket going down. It's just our imagination. Thank you, God, for one drop of the blood in our imagination, for bringing us that place in deep in our spirit to just commune with you, Holy Spirit. That's where we know things and we have everything that we need for our journey, for everything that's in front of us. So we drop down into our biblical heart. In the Bible, it talks about, you know, the heart. We believe with our heart. Someone has said, the battle is for the mind, but the war is for the heart. So that for our future children, future generation, the heart, we want to make sure that, you know, we live from that place. But the original intent is to drop down into our biblical heart or spirit with the intent to forgive from the heart. When you forgive from the heart, you release it. So I personally did this exercise on Monday. I did it on Monday. Powerful. So, I'm going to tell you the steps, you know, that we're going to go in there, and I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. So, again, we have forgiven, but many times we have not allowed ourselves to feel. What kind of emotion was that? Craig Miller does, you know, the release and all of that, recognizing the emotion. And sometimes we don't fully release that because we bury some emotions alive. Mm-hmm. And when you forgive from the heart, I remember forgiving a family member. I was crying, like the compassion, how I saw that person, my whole mindset of how I approach forgiveness, you know, changed. It was just like, it was a total release where it was completely gone, because prior to that, once in a while, I'd be thinking like some negative or critical things about that person. But then when I fully released and I cried, I knew it was completely gone. I could see that person as God sees that person, not just holding something, you know. You know, unforgiveness is like, you owe me something, you know, and holding on to that person, you got to pay me back. So, but first, let's do the alignment prayer. You know, and I'm going to give you a skeleton, and so you can put meat on, you can do whatever, make it yours. I speak to my spirit. You can say it with me.
Good. I speak to my spirit.
Arise, shine.
Arise, shine.
Take your proper position.
Take your proper position.
Be the head of my being.
Be the head of my being.
I speak to my spirit.
I speak to my spirit.
Submit to Holy Spirit.
Submit to Holy Spirit.
I speak to my soul, my mind, my will, my emotion.
I speak to my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions.
Submit to my spirit as I am submitted to Holy Spirit.
Submit to my spirit as I am submitted to Holy Spirit.
I speak to my body.
I speak to my body.
Submit to my spirit.
Submit to my spirit.
As I am submitted to Holy Spirit.
As I am submitted to Holy Spirit.
I speak to my spirit, soul, and body.
I speak to my spirit, soul, and body.
You shall prosper in all things.
You shall prosper in all things.
And be in good health.
And be in good health.
Even as your soul prospers.
Even as your soul prospers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. So we're going to do this exercise. It can be a simple, imagining, like for me, I saw a slide and I just lie down and I go into a pool. And I started laughing hysterically. And then things break off of me. It just come off. I don't even know what it is sometimes. You know, so, and then I'll invite Holy Spirit to search our heart and see if there is anything in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and allow to yourself to feel the emotion. And then you forgive specifically, say it's betrayal. Or rejection, I forgive you for rejecting me, blah, 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 whatever. You know, just, but be specific, forgive. And then third, you want to release it all. Just give it to Jesus. Really use your imagination to help you in the process. It's so critical to sanctify your imagination. We just put a drop of the blood in our sensory system, physical and spiritual, and we invite your glory light to search us. Okay, and after you're done with the forgiveness and releasing, you bless the person. Yeah. Just bless them. I like what Bill Johnson does. He has communion for his loved one and also for his enemies. He just, you know, the ways of the kingdom. So, okay, we got some time. So again, it's very important, you know, in order to ascend the hill of the Lord, we need to have clean hands and a pure heart. And so that we can be there with Him. We can rule and reign. Actually, I got some homework for you to do this week. Okay, here it is. You need to walk around with a crown on your head. So you have a crown. It's invisible, but you got to walk around with a crown on your head. Practice ruling and reigning because you are king or queen, whatever you prefer. We have the King of Glory living with us. So I want to summarize, though, when we are praying for somebody else, we want to be in that place, and we want to, you know, hear or perceive or see what is the Father doing, what is He saying, and speak it forth, and it will be done. It will be done. That's as simple as that. Sometimes we go too quickly into prayer without waiting. God, what do you want to do? What is in your heart? And, you know, and be His mouthpiece. And heaven will back you up. So being the new creation that we are in Christ Jesus, practicing dropping down in your spirit, having the faith of God, if feeling like, oh, I don't have faith. We all have faith. So do you go through any testing? Do you have any tests in your life? That's the testing of your faith. If you didn't have any faith, you wouldn't go through any test. So, be like a child. Keep it simple. Say yes. That's all you got to do. And practice. Just practice. Don't worry about the results. Like Tony Kemp said, if somebody gets a miracle, I don't take the credit. But on the other hand, if they don't get it, I don't take them late. In reality, when you pray to God, there is answer to prayer. We may not recognize it, or if somebody is in pain, the voice of pain may be much higher that we don't detect it, and then your mouth, you start speaking, oh, I got this pain, I got, and we got this recording that keeps going, confessing from the wrong kingdom. We got to stay in this, you know, stay in a place, you know. And again, if we don't have faith, like Jesus said to me, you know, I said, I don't have faith to walk in water. He said, step on my feet. And so I did. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did. But be present in the moment with Jesus. Two or more should gather together in my name, there I am. He's here. We may not see him. Honor him. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him. You know, acknowledging, just being aware, making ourselves aware. We all is seated, but being aware of it. Reminding, just if we are at a workplace or in the marketplace, we may have to take a little break, just even 1 minute, and just refocusing like Brother Lawrence did. You know, Lord, I just love you. I thank you that you're with me. Okay, so, and again, don't despise small beginning. Amen. It's a big deal when God, the creator of the universe, touches your wrist.
Amen.
You know, or anything. No matter how small or how insignificant to our natural mind, when God touches somebody, it's a big deal. And don't despise small beginning. And Patricia King, some years ago, was at a conference. Nothing was happening. It appeared. Nothing was happening. Then the speaker started talking, and I can't remember the exact occurrence of that time, but let's say it was like somebody's little finger was tingling. He started saying, oh, his little finger is tingling, you know, and she's thinking, huh, big deal. Like, what is that? Nothing. You know, she was in this, like, nothing has happened, you know. But she learned her lesson, because as she observed what's happening, as he was magnifying the small thing, it got bigger and bigger, and pretty soon, boo, you know. So we really need to be good stewards of the beginning of something, to steward it with thanksgiving.
Mm. Amen.
And I got another nugget from somebody else I was talking to this week. This lady, her and I, we love to explore, to go deep and scuba dive in the spirit and explore and search things. We're on the phone 2 hours, and we could stay another 2 hours. So, but anyhow, I remember the story of the 10 lepers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only one returned. Mm-hmm. So basically the lepers, they shouted to him, Mighty Lord, our wonderful master, won't you have mercy on us and heal us? Jesus stopped and to look at them, and he spoke these words, go to be examined by the Jewish priest. So they set off, and they were healed while walking the way. Skipping over. One of them, a Samaritan, when he discovered that he was completely healed, turned back to find Jesus, shouting out joyous praises and glorifying God. When he found Jesus, he fell down at his feet and thanked him over and over and over. Then Jesus said to him, to the healed man lying at his feet, "Arise, go. It was your faith that brought you salvation and made you whole in your spirit, your soul, your body." And that closes our time. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, speaking to our heart. Help us to be good stewards of your truth and to practice, and practice some more.